Southern New Mexico's Theater Dojo performs Killing Buddha, an original play with music as part of the El Paso Community Foundation Jewelbox series at the Philanthropy Theater. Killing Buddha will be performed at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow in the Philanthropy Theater. The play is based on a legend in which the historical Buddha encounters a serial killer in search of atonement. Here to tell us about it are writer-director Algernon Demessa and musician Randy Granger. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So Killing Buddha, original completely?
Well, it's an original take on a very old and familiar folktale. If you go across the Asian world, especially in countries with large Buddhist populations, this story is very familiar, yeah, as a moral tale.
So tell us the gist of the moral tale, and then we'll get into your twist.
Well, very briefly, it's about a serial killer, really, called Angulimala, who makes a necklace consisting of the severed fingers of his victims.
Awesome.
And,
nice.
And he terrorizes this kingdom in North India for a time. And then he encounters the historical Buddha and takes up a religious life and then finally decides that he needs to turn himself in and face the community that he's harmed.
And how does that translate into your Killing Buddha?
So Randy Granger and I play these mysterious ancient storytellers in every show that we do. And we combine – our storytelling consists of me being theatrical, Randy acting and playing characters as well. And we also have all of these instruments.
Right.
And so we connect song, music, and storytelling.
Right. So you know, kind of the way we have it set up is that we're these old storytellers, these old crusty storytellers, like an ancient Keith Richards, you know. And we were there at the Battle of Troy. We were there with Shaka Zulu. So we've seen every battle. And we are storytellers. And we just go from town to town, bar to bar, usually telling these stories. And we will say to each other, "Do you remember that day?" And he said, no, I think that's the wrong day. I think it was Babylon." So we're like old friends who just meet up and we tell stories, and then I do, you know, music like a Keith Richards, you know.
Nice.
And so yeah, it's a unique way of storytelling, but it really goes back to the old troubadours and the old bards.
So how do you all decide which story you're going to tell? Because, I mean, you are the Theater Dojo, so there's a lot of these happening.
Yeah.
How do you pick your stories?
We started actually performing a play that we did not write. There's a play called An Iliad that we've performed in 6 states now.
Yes.
In a whole bunch of cities. And it's this play written by a couple of playwrights in New York, and it's an Obie Award-winning play that's been produced in a lot of places, although the way Randy and I perform it is unique and portable. So we've performed that everywhere, and then we wanted to explore our characters a little bit more, and also we wanted to be able to have more conversations with modern audiences. So we kind of – stories find us based on what's going on in the culture.
Right.
And what – like Killing Buddha is really emerged because of all of the fears we have around terrorism, fears we have around anybody who's other.
Religion,
the criminalizing of immigrants, the criminalizing of religion, and the suspicions we have. And this story popped up as something that speaks to that, and we wanted to use our characters to bring that story to a modern audience, and let's have a look at this.
And it just happens to turn out that the stories that we tell, like when we did an Iliad and with Killing Buddha and with our other one, Creation Stories, Songs of Uncreation, sorry, these themes are timeless. These
right.
themes of hatred, of the need for violence. What do you do with people who violate the laws of society? You know, how – as a society, as a culture, do you face with that? We're dealing with that now. They dealt with it back in, you know, Buddha's time and ancient Greece. So these are really timeless themes.
Those things never go away.
Unfortunately.
Right. So, I mean, you have to find a way to get different people to see the stories, no? I mean, that's
right.
What y'all are doing.
And try to look at things historically. There's a tendency always to think that history ended.
Right.
Right. A couple of years ago.
Right.
And
we all come from somewhere.
But we are actually inside history, and this present moment is history in progress. And bringing that perspective – in Killing Buddha, we actually have a trial scene. And we
very powerful.
We allow the audience to participate if they want. We have a talking stick and we let people speak at the trial of the character.
Oh, how cool. So you break that wall.
We break that wall completely and allow people actually to participate in the conversation so that they're not just passively receiving the story, because we want people to participate in their own lives.
How does that work with you all as far as the improvisation of that? Because you don't know what that person's going to say.
We've had some unique experiences when we first
started to
do it.
I like how you say unique. I almost see the little quotes being.
Oh, yes.
You could see the air quotes,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and we have had some unique experiences. When we first started doing that, the audience didn't believe us. And so we finally just had to say, no, really.
This is real.
Yeah. So what we finally did, we just sat down on the edge of the stage, you know, and we said, okay, we mean it. And it only takes one person to say, you know, I had thoughts about this.
Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because we'd been trying to get the audience to speak, and we don't
want
to.
Because you're so used to that experience as you
yeah.
sit
right.
and watch, yeah.
And we didn't want to force them, but we still wanted to make sure they really knew that they could. And then one day, finally, we were performing in Las Cruces, and somebody actually put up their hand, and we felt
really?
So happy.
Yes.
And we handed the stick, and then I realized. We never talked about what happens if somebody actually speaks.
Right.
Because
they
were going
just so
on.
So focused on getting them to take the damn
right.
stick.
So I look at Randy, and Randy's playing a flute, so he can't help me. So
you're on your own, man.
At that point, it really is unscripted. And we actually have resisted the temptation to script responses. We really want that to be completely unscripted and immediate. In the
so
moment.
You have it scripted?
No.
Although
no,
the temptation respond. Is there, because afterthought, is it like, oh, I should have said this, or... Or is it just to maybe have something in your back pocket that is
foolproof? Yeah, I mean, you can drive yourself crazy trying to go back over it and perfect what you already did. But
right.
the point is really just respond now and believe in yourself and your yeah. response is there.
And as performers, I think that's kind of the philosophy you have to adopt anyway, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, even here on the radio, it's just air. So if you mess up or something that you maybe didn't plan for happens, it's gone and you move on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, and so we really just let things happen in a very natural way. But then we have ways that we can both use to kind of corral things back, you know, mm-hmm. so that we can do our ending, you know.
Well, you all even here, I mean, you have these neat kind of cues that you see within yourselves. How long have you all been performing together?
We
About
started in
5,000 years.
5,000 years ago?
Our characters have. We started performing in 2014. I wanted to perform this play about an Iliad, and somebody suggested I work with Randy Granger, and I thought, Randy Granger isn't going to be interested in this. And then we had coffee, and we just hit it off like we had known each other for years.
Because in the original one that was in New York, who was that storyteller, the actor?
Dennis O'Hare, who co-wrote it, and he often performs it.
Yeah, and he's just great. And so he had a cellist come and play with him, and it lasts like an hour and 45 minutes, right, around
yeah.
there. So he had a cellist just improvising the whole time, but Algernon thought, you know, he kind of wanted, at least if, I don't, you know, if I can speak for you, kind of wanted to give it a more Southwest flavor since we are in the Southwest.
Right, got to
so
bring it home.
That's why he had asked me about it. So.
And Randy expands this palette because Randy is, of course, a multi-instrumentalist. So we have flutes, we have winds, we have instruments that involve the breath, we have stringed instruments, plucked instruments, we have percussion instruments, we have found object instruments.
Like water bottles, and we have tequila bottles that I've tuned to a specific scale
that
I play on stage.
So you have to drink the tequila to make it scalable.
Well, you know, it is art.
Right. Preparation's very important.
Right, right. Well, you know, we're almost coming to the end of this, but if there's one thing you want people to know about tomorrow's performance, what is it?
Come and just know that you can participate. Although it's a mature theme, it is kid-friendly. And we've had a tremendous response even from adolescents and teenagers. And really, it's not a passive experience. You can participate and just come and relate the story to life.
And you'll also find that time moves quickly.
Right.
When we have that play going on. So, and you will be engaged probably at some level throughout the entire time. So just take a chance, really.
Take a chance. Be there. Music-wise, is it just you performing or do you have other performers?
It's me. I'm playing on a bunch of different instruments, and he and I sing on a couple of places, and so it's cool.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to tomorrow's production of Theater Dojo's performance of Killing Buddha. Today, my guests have been writer-director Algernon Demessa and musician Randy Granger. Break a leg tomorrow, you guys. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Marina. Really appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate you all being here on State of the Arts.
Sure.